Well, amen. I do believe that the Lord has some things to share with us and speak to us this morning, so I think that's incredibly important, Tammy. Lee, if you'd come on forward. As I've already shared, we're going to be hearing from 9 different ministry leaders and missionaries, and Lee is going to be our first one, and I'm not going to waste your time. I know you're not here to listen to me talk, and so I'll let you get at it. Here's the wireless mic. You know how to talk into it, so I don't need to tell you that, but just so we can record it.
You got it.
Thank you, brother.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Or good morning.
Good morning.
Dios los bendiga.
Amen.
Amen. Dios los bendiga. No, no, no. Always have to do better than that. Okay. Dios los bendiga.
Amen.
Amen. Not too bad. Well, for those of you that do not know, my name is Lee Wisdom. My wife, Becky, is in the back. That's the very good-looking young lady sitting there now blushing, or standing and blushing. And we are Journey Panama. We've been here in Panama for 6 years. And what we are doing here is we're on vacation. We're just taking it easy. No, actually, we're here. We are church planters. We're here to share the gospel, start churches, train people, and raise people up to reproduce and continue to start churches. And this morning, I'm going to tell you about the ministries that we have going on. And first of all, I want to say that a lot of what we are doing is made possible by volunteers. And we have a lot of people working with us, and we praise God for each and every one of you. You're going to hear from a couple of those this morning, but if you're interested, we can use the help. So I'm going to start out and tell you what's going on. We're out in a town called Guaramal. It is about an hour from here. It's on the outside of David, on the way to Las Olas or La Baqueta, the beach outside of David. If you're going, it's about halfway between the beach and David. You know you're there when you go over 2 speed bumps and there's a school on the right-hand side. Okay, we, about 4 years ago now, started the work out there. And it'll be 3 years, the end of July. We started where we launched a church there. And we meet in a community center, / funeral home, / church. And it is a funeral home. One night we walked in there, and there were 2 coffins there waiting for us. So we can preach them and bury them right at the same time. So, but we have a church there in the community, and what we've done is we started with children and worked up to adults with Bible studies and outreaches, and then we were able to launch a church. Church, I'd say, been there almost 4 years. And God is blessing, and God is doing work in Guaramal. And I want to just thank publicly Boquete Bible Fellowship, because a whole bunch of you guys came out and helped do some renovations on the building so that we could have new windows and air conditioning. So, gracias a Dios. So, then we have a second work that's going on right now in Palmira. We have started, we have a children's ministry going on. We call them Club Biblicos, or Bible clubs. We have about 20, 25 children showing up, and then a few women. It is about 50% Panamanian and 50% Nobe. Most of the women all of the women that are showing up are Nobe women, and we're getting ready to start a work with the Nobe women, a Bible study, and we're looking to move that into outreaches. Everything that we do is to share the gospel. No matter what it is, we do it to share the gospel. And then one of the other things that I do up in Palmira, I teach in the schools. Our ministry is certified by the Ministry of Education of Panama to teach in schools. So we teach in Guaramal, we teach in Palmira, and we teach up at Bocancito. That gives us access to all the children. And then we're able to start Bible clubs and go from there. 2 things I want to say. A week ago, we had 6 children pray to receive Christ up in Palmira. It was a special moment. We've had a number of children pray to receive Christ out there. And I'll back up and I'll just say that every one of the people that are involved in the church out in Guaramal prayed to receive Christ through the ministry and the starting of that church. So that's what we do, is share Jesus. The other thing that we do is we do Bible memory. If you want to get on Facebook, right now we have a live video of our Bible memory work from yesterday. And so if you go on and either search Lee Wisdom, look for that one. That video will be on there. You can see our staff and children working on Bible memory. We've had 12 children now memorize 8 verses. And what we did is we started a little kind of a challenge. And the challenge was this. You memorize 4 verses, and I'm old school, okay? I don't believe in this, you know, help them until they get it kind of thing. We help them. But when they say it, it has to be word perfect without help. All right? So when they get up and they say it like to me or Becky or one of our staff, it's word perfect without help. We had 12 children say those 4 verses. We had 7 more say 4 more new verses yesterday. We're on a second challenge. And I want to thank Bob Wilson. Where are you, Bob? Way back there. Bob, thank you, because what they get when they've said the verses is one of the Bibles that you gave us, that Children's Illustrated Bible. And yesterday, I'll tell you what, you want to have your heart melt. One of the boys that was new, he'd been coming for about 2 weeks, he said all 4 verses yesterday. Wow. Okay? We handed him that Bible. He clutched it to his breast, and the smile on his face would have melted your heart. Okay? And yeah, exactly. I'm kind of hard-hearted sometimes, but that one got me. So, and so that's what we're doing in Palmyra. And the next thing is, in 2 weeks, we'll be starting a new ministry in the Volcancito area, and we will start a Club Biblico, or a Bible club for the children. We'll work to adults and start outreaches. And the goal in Palmyra and in Volcancito will be to start a church. And so Volcancito will start in about 2 weeks. So we'll have 3 ministry sites going, plus our school work. And then the big thing with the schools, September, I don't know if you all know this, but September in Panama is Bible Month. It is required by law in Panama that the public schools teach the Bible during the month of September. Well, because we're certified for the Ministry of Education, guess who gets to do it? Yeah. So we actually have 2 teams coming in on separate weeks, and we will be in at least probably 8 schools teaching the Bible during the month of September, possibly more, depending on what kind of help we can get. Okay, how you can support the ministry? Pray for us, okay? There is serious spiritual warfare that goes on with this, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. There's serious spiritual warfare, and we need your prayer. So please, 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 if you're a praying person, add us to your list. Come by our table. We have little refrigerator magnet cards that'll remind you to pray for us. You can volunteer with our ministry. Volunteers with our ministry do work. They don't just come and watch and hand out papers and crayons. We put you to work, W-O-R-K, trabajo, all right? And we need financial support, just like every other missionary. And then last but not least, I want to talk about Hogar Trisker. Hogar Trisker is a children's home that is out on the Boquete Highway, out of town on the right-hand side. And we have been doing ministry there now for a grand total of about 4 years. And we have ministry with children, and then we also have ministry with teen moms. They have, last count, I believe it was 11 or 12 teen mothers. And I'm not going to talk a lot about that because I'm going to let Linda Archer come up, and she's going to talk about the children. And then later on, Yvonne Ullenberg will talk about the ministry with the teen moms. But I want to thank you. I want to thank BBF and all of you. Dios lo bendiga.
Morning. So my name is Linda Archer, and Lee and Becky invited us to join them in their ministry at Casa Hogar Trisker about a little over a year ago, along with Cynthia and James. My husband, Lorna, comes to help. And what we do is we teach Sunday school on Saturday, every other Saturday. Unlike our children in our churches back home, these children know little or nothing about God's Word and the Bible. So we began in the New Testament teaching about Jesus, his life and ministries. And we got to one parable that mentioned Abraham and Moses and the Ten Commandments. And I asked them, do you know who Abraham and Moses are? No one raised their hand. Is Andres here? Andres. Andres is our faithful translator. I can't forget to mention him. Without him, we would go nowhere with our ministries here. He is a helper in translation for almost every ministry here. So, thank you. God bless you. So, we decided it was time to go back to the beginning. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we're working our way through the Old Testament. We have gotten through Abraham and, Lord willing, soon we will get to Moses and the Ten Commandments. Jesus is seen throughout the entire Bible. So the awesome thing is they learn about Jesus every time we're there. Some of our shining moments was the time when we asked them questions related to the previous Saturday. And the first time they raised their hands or shouted out the answer was awesome because they sit there very quietly. They have become more friendly with us, and they've gotten a little more rambunctious. And another shining moment was when they were lined up to go back to their dorm waiting for their tia. There's the caretakers. Andres taught them how to sing a song, Allelu, in two parts. The girls did one part, and the boys did another, and it was beautiful. It sounded like a choir. So thank you all. If you anyone has a pull on their heartstrings to join us, please see Lee. It's a very sensitive environment, and you have to be cleared through Lee and Becky. So God bless. My prayer for these children. You wonder why I brought my Bible up, right? In Luke, there's a scripture that refers to Jesus, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, not Lee and Becky wisdom, but God's wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And this is our prayer for all the children there, that they will grow and become strong, be filled with God's wisdom, and the grace of God would be upon them. So that's our prayer for our children there. God bless.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Linda. I'm going to say this a lot this morning, I think, but I'm so excited by these ministries and this one in particular and the format that Lee and Becky have for the way they do ministry and raise up and train and disciple and develop future leaders before then leaving and going to another one to where it's not dependent on themselves, but rather they're creating a sustainable ministry and fellowship. I can get all behind that all day, and I love that. And so I just encourage you and affirm that. And family, can you wrap your minds around September Bible Month? Most of us, where we're from, that's unfathomable, where the Bible is required to be taught in the schools. I mean, that is such has such potential. And so I just want to encourage each one of you to really pray about that and see if there's a way you can get plugged in and help Lee serve. As he said, they can only do, with what they have now, 8 schools. But if they can get more help, they can do more schools, and so more children can be taught and discipled. So family, please pray about that. Bill or Gina, whoever, or both, whoever's going to be sharing for you guys, come on forward. They're going to be sharing about the Bricks Path, and look forward to hearing from them. So speak directly into it, of course. Thank you so much.
Good morning, church family. Isn't this great? Just so blessed to be here, so blessed to have this church family, this church home. Gina Brick, please raise your hand so they know who you are. My wife and I have been here just over 5 years, and we've been serving primarily in one neighborhood and an extended community around that area in the Los Naranjos area. You're going to see, and hopefully you'll see more and more, thank you, the connectedness within each of these ministries. The wisdoms were instrumental in getting us started in our children's program. And we had a heart for children and children's ministry. We had served in Asia prior to coming here. But we didn't know really how to start. We knew very little of the language. And so they were very instrumental in helping us. We went out some co-market trips with them. Got a taste of the feel and of the people there and their love for the Lord. As soon as they hear the word, it's really awesome. So in these 5 years, we started out as just independent missionaries, some help from some folks at our home church in California. And as people see the Lord's hand in the work being done, they're touched as we were, and want to provide assistance, and they want to be involved. And it's very heartwarming, and it's very important for us to share this with you, the value of sharing the Word of God. I love what the Wisdoms do with teaching the children the Scriptures. We know from God's Word, they need to hear the Word. They need to speak the Word in order to accept and be touched by the Holy Spirit. There are pictures, I believe, passing behind me. You'll see a number of the children's activities and events that we do. You'll see, hopefully, some familiar faces. A number of you in your separate ministries, and you as individual congregation members, have participated in our events, our back-to-school events. We've done 5 now. We provide uniforms and school supplies, prayer, food, activities, a way to share the love of Jesus Christ with these families, assisting some of them who would not have been able to go to school to attend school. I apologize. I'm getting a little emotional. I'm thinking of a fire that happened yesterday in our neighborhood. I wasn't planning to bring it up, but one of the families we spent the most time with these last 5 years, their home was destroyed yesterday. And so our ministry is going to change. It's going to take on a different aspect, but we will do what we can to assist them in the various homes that they will be placed in the future. We're just so grateful for each of you who have been involved in our ministry. Without you, we would have been so limited. We've touched many. We continue to reach new families, have them hear the word, receive Bibles. We get gifts from Bob Wilson's ministry. We've got Bibles from the Oldenburg's ministry, and they are distributed. They are marked up. They are shared, so the word is being shared. We have a young family here today that I introduced briefly. They participate in our weekly ministry, but we also assist them in a small way in providing materials and items that they are able to use for their home church in Palo Alto. They're an Obe family, so I believe their service is actually in Guam. So we are unable to assist or understand that service, so we don't actually participate in that. We're here regularly. The pictures don't say everything, but you can see the smiles. You can see the love shared. You can see YWAM there in a lot of these activities. So you can just see how interconnected we are. And that's one of the things I just wanted to really spread. We're all called. We all have an obligation as believers to share the love of Jesus Christ, share the word of Jesus Christ with our neighbors. Wherever we go, that you are among your neighbors. If you go to and serve with one of these groups, any one of them are wonderful. We've been able to participate with many. You will see some just wonderful people, wonderful faces, hearts ready to accept the Lord, and it will change you. And it's important in your life. I just encourage you to get involved. We do have a table in the back, and always, as each of the missionaries will tell you, and pastors, financial aid is always a blessing. We're able to do more with more. We will do what the Lord allows us to do with whatever we have. We would be happy for your prayers and for your presence to see the joy on the faces of the children. I'd like to ask the small family that we've brought today, Julieta, por favor, ven aquí, con tu familia. They have a small song they'd like to sing and just share a little scripture with you, and that will be the end of our presentation. When you are finished today, as you're on your way into lunch, please check out all the tables. At our table, those of you who haven't already received at least one of the gifts the children have made is something for each of you. Feel free to come by and receive that gift from us.
Que el Señor le bendiga a todos. Estoy contenta de estar aquí con tantas personas. Algunos sé que no me entienden porque no hablan el español, pero dice la palabra de Dios que el amor de Dios es con todo y para con todo, y estamos reunidos aquí como un solo hermanos, hijo de Dios. Queremos presentarle un texto bíblico y cantarle una canción para todos ustedes.
Oh, wasn't that precious, family? I don't know if y'all heard, as they were coming up, Bill said that the children have actually gone out of their way and spent significant time putting together three or four different little crafts. They have made three or four different things for each one of us to come by after at the table and take, that they have spent lots of time on. And so please go visit the table and receive that which they've prepared for y'all as a gift. Corey and Bethany, whichever of you is going to share, come forward. Also, on the Bricks Ministry, I just want to affirm you and commend you. The way they've done ministry, and Bill said this at the beginning, they've been in the same neighborhood for 4 years. And so I think I've shared this from up here, you know, several times, kind of my opposition to the mindset of short-term missions where we kind of go and do something and leave, and there's no follow-up, and there's little fruit from that. But what they're doing life. With their neighbors, with their friends, with the people around, and they're pouring into them consistently, day after day, week after week, year after year, and that is what produces fruit. And so we just commend you for that, Bethany, with Lasting Harvest International.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bethany Courtwright, and in the far corner back there is Corey, and Ann and Benjamin, our two kids, one of which who is completely out, so that's good. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about us and the ministry we're involved with. We work with Lasting Harvest International. It's a ministry that's geared towards not only helping the spiritual well-being of people, but as well as their earthly needs, being able to feed them both in body and soul. And Lasting Harvest is about to celebrate its 15th anniversary, which is a huge blessing and something looking back over this year. We've really been kind of pondering all that God has done during this time. At the beginning of the ministry, my husband Corey began by ministering with the Nahuay Indians in the Comarca area and working his way around, working with a network of Nahuay ministers that are there to reach people both in body and soul, and making connections the first few years that the ministry was started. And out of that grew what we're now working on, which is a demonstration farm that teaches Christian community development, which has an emphasis on fish farming along with small animal projects and agronomy. And through these projects, we're showing people the love of the Lord and saying to them, because we follow Jesus, We care about the whole man. We don't, or woman. We care about not only where your soul is going to spend eternity, but God cares about the time in between now and when you see him in eternity. And so we go into communities using the network of Nolway ministers who know the community. They refer people to us, who we then go and we do agricultural training. Corey's background is in aquaculture, and so he does the predominant teaching and directing and how to do pond management so that families can grow fish and then use it as a table product to support their own families, the local community, and to then use it to replicate and teach their neighbors and use that for ministry. And the beautiful thing about this is, you know, you can give to a person and say, hey, here's something, let me help you today. Well, the problem is, if they're hungry today and they've been hungry the last few days, they're going to be hungry tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And so we look at the community and we say, hey, here's a job that we can teach you to do. Here's a skill that we can educate you in for free education. All you need to do is come to our training seminars, and we will help equip you to be able to grow fish in what area, whatever place that you're living. If growing fish is not something, if you don't have water, kind of need water for the fish, we can help you with small animal projects such as hogs, or there's also duck projects that we do, or we can help you with some planted agriculture. And through that, we're able to help meet their physical needs. And then it's a door for us that's open to say, you know, why we're giving you this is because we love you, because of what Jesus has done in my life. And if you go up to someone and you're showing you care not just about their temporary, you care about their future needs and their family's future needs, people are going to look at you and say, you serve someone that I want to know. I know that for me in my own walk with the Lord, it was because I saw God's love for people and what he had done in my life that I was drawn to him. And being able to help people break the cycle of poverty and be able to support their communities is a wonderful thing. And so we work both with Christians and non-Christians. With Christians, we do Bible study that focuses on supporting their local church and discipleship. And if we're working with a number of people that are non-Christians, we share Jesus' love. We talk to them about how God has changed our lives, and as a result, he can change their lives. And right now, we're developing the demonstration farm. It's in Camarón Arriba. It's in the mountains. You can actually see the road to Volcán, but it's a little ways from the Costa Rican border. We live in La Concepción, which is the somewhere between David and Paso Canoas. So right now we're doing different things on the farm. We're doing some ponds to use for training, and there's different opportunities that come up over time that we'd love to have you connected with. We've had a few guys from BBF come lay tile, I think some sheetrock. We've had a lot of people come and do different things. So it's very hands-on labor. So it's a very good cultural experience. But we just really have appreciated being connected to this church and the wonderful things that we've seen in the hearts of the people here. And some of the prayer requests that we have right now is that we are dealing with a great deal of financial stress at the moment. It's just one of those years, as any of these ministries will tell you, some years are better than others. So if you would like to give financially or through prayer, we're going through a lot of changes right now, and we really need God's direction. And for, you know, we can have a wonderful plan of where we think things are headed, but if it's not God's plan, it means nothing. So just prayer for us this year have a lot going on. And I'm trying to think, we had one other thing. Also, if you want to stay connected with us, we do frequent updates on Facebook. It's really easy to go on, see some of the stuff that's going on. We have our newsletters that we do to keep people updated on ministry. And I just want to leave you with something that's always meant a lot to me. When Corey and I were first married, I had done missions in another country, and he had done missions here and was back in the States. And the one thing that drew me, because my background's in ESL. I teach English as a second language. I am not a fish person at all. It's just not. Married a guy who's a fish guy. But the one beautiful thing that I love about this ministry, and which really touched my heart is really meeting people where they are, which I think a lot of these ministries do. It's meeting people where they are, whether it's in education, whether it's in evangelism, whether it's in church planning. It's meeting people where they are, and what better way of meeting people where they are than to helping them have food so that they have a chance to live another day and know Jesus. And so that's a very important thing. The other thing is our ministry is also training other missionaries who want a background in community development. A lot of ministries we speak with who are in church planning, orphanage ministry, and say we work in poverty, but we have no training in this type of ministry. And we come alongside and provide the training for a small fee to help them have another tool in their toolbox for ministry. And so if you would like any information, you can stop by our table next to the women's bathroom.
Oh, thank you so much. I know several of you, and myself included, have had the wonderful opportunity to go out to the demonstration farm and see what all they're doing. And if you've done that, you've had the opportunity to have Corey in his humility is staying back there, claims he doesn't like to be up front, but he's a phenomenal preacher. But we've had Corey explain to us kind of what all they do, how he teaches those that come in, and Corey's got a doctorate and beyond level of understanding and education with what they're doing, and then somehow he's able to make that teachable and understandable to those who come in with maybe a sixth grade education at most, and teach them how to really do it and to do it well, like Bethany was explaining, in a sustainable way for their family and for future generations. That is a skill. That's a talent. And so we're excited. We commend you, and look forward to seeing how God's going to keep using you. Bob Wilson and or whoever else you have with you. Well, I mean, we hear you quite well. I meant in case we want to hear somebody instead of you, like Bob Borzala, maybe. No. With Hurting World Ministries up on the hill, we get to hear from these guys fairly often, but there's a lot going on, so we're going to hear from you again this morning.
God bless you, church.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, there it goes. Wow. I'm really enthused by what I've heard already this morning. A lot of things going on in this church, a lot of things going on in the community, and the surrounding communities. Hurting World Ministries got started here about 8 years ago. We've been up in the mountains of Cañas Verdes, and if you're working with us, please stand up. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Some of them are on vacation, some of them are out of town, but we want to thank everybody that's a partner with us. And then we could also have all the sponsors stand, and it might be easier to have the people that are not sponsors sit down. No, we have a lot of sponsors in this church that are very faithful to help these children. I thought there'd be lights up here, but I got to look at my notes. I want to stay on time here. I spent 20 years in Mexico doing missions, and I just went on weekends, maybe for a week or two, and people used to say, "Well, you're a missionary to Mexico." I said, "No, missionaries leave their homes, sell everything they have, go to a foreign country." And so I came to Panama, and somebody said, "Oh, you're the missionary to Panama." I said, "No, oh wait a minute, maybe I am." That sounds like what we did, because we came here believing that this is exactly where God was planting us. So I've been here almost 10 years now, and I'm just thankful for what God's doing. I want to share today not so much about the ministry, but about what God's doing, because I think you hear a lot from us about our programs, our sponsorship programs, our school. And by the way, I'm thankful that every month is Bible month at our school, because we have a Christian private school. So anyway, I want to also mention the fact that we have a church. We have a ministry called Sow Sisters, which is mentoring young women and mothers in the Word and letting them use their talents to earn some income. I mean, we can either feed them or we can teach them how to work and buy their own food. So that's just a great thing, and I love that. One of the great things that has happened at Cañas Verdes not too long ago was there was a man by the name of Juan who came to us. He was the witch doctor up in the mountains there. And he had a really bad leg, and he was taken to the hospital, and they said, we're going to have to amputate your leg. Well, it wasn't long before that happened that he came to Pastor Rodrigo and Ana and talked to them, and they prayed for him. When he went back to have the surgery, they said, you don't need your leg amputated. And it was just amazing. And then I wish I would have actually been there, but I'm trying to relay the story. So he came back and he got a hold of some of our people and he says, you know what, I want what you guys have. So he came and he came to the church and he got saved. And so God just turned that situation completely around. Here was a guy that was working against us, now he's working for us. And he's turned out to be one of the best evangelists on the mountain now. our school is tremendous. We have 33 students and they're all doing really well. Two of the students that we have were in the public school system down below us, about 4 kilometers away, but they weren't keeping up with their grade. You know, they weren't learning, they weren't progressing, and so the teachers actually had asked these two students to leave the school. And these were Nobe children, so they were put out of the school, and they came to us. And within 1 year, now they're on the honor roll in our school. Amen. Praise God. So what you're seeing up here is you're seeing our four staff at the school. Those are our teachers. And in the green, that's Milsa. She's our cook, which is very important because we feed our children two times a day. This is our building up here. This is our pastor and his wife and family here, Pastor Rodrigo and his wife Ana, their oldest daughter, Yara Lee, who is also one of our teachers. And let's see, Jiguito's kind of small there, but he's actually a pretty big guy now. And their other sister, Titi. And these are our students over here. Every year we have a graduation. It's a victorious time. I want to share one more thing with you, and that is the fact that we've been praying about finances. When isn't finances an issue, you know? But I believe God supplies. Last year we had a sponsorship program. It did really well. We had to do a lot of fundraising and a lot of extra things to make it work. But this year, God has just opened up the gates, and it's been amazing. You that have sponsored have just done a terrific job. And so we're doing a lot better. Bob and Debbie, Warzala, they went to Florida, and they got to speak at a church there. And that church is now coming on board a little bit, and they're going to help us out. And then he went to a Bible study on Monday, the Monday after the service on Sunday. And when he went there, a man stayed after the study and met with him and said, I have a gift for you. I want to give you something. You know, he says, you're one of the missionaries here. And Bob said, no, we're not. We're actually in Panama. But yeah, we're still part, you know, of this church. And he says, well, we have a check for you for $5,000. Amen. So if maybe some of you have seen my post in the last week, it's only been 8 days, and we've now have electrical, we have Wi-Fi up there on the mountain, which is what I call the next best thing to salvation, and because we've struggled for almost 7 years without any electricity, using a generator to run everything that we're doing, even the services, the PA, you know, everything. So now we have all the electricity. And we're extending it now into the new classrooms that we built. And God's just used this last post that I put out just to open up some tremendous doors. I want to share one thing with you, and then I'm going to close. And I know I've already gone too long. I was listening to a preacher yesterday from my organization in the United States because I was supposed to go to a conference but didn't quite make it. So I watched him online. And something that he said just really hit home with me. He said, we need to raise our expectations to God's abilities, not ask God to bring his abilities down to our expectations. So many times we have this thing about what we want, and we expect God to meet it, but his expectations sometimes are much higher than ours. If you have faith, don't ask for the things that you know that are within your reach. Ask for the things that are outside your reach. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Bob.